Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting of the Region of Queens Municipalities Regular Council Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021, to order. I have regrets to express from Councilor David Brown, who is unable to attend due to some medical reasons. Are there any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll ask for approval of the agenda. Moved by Councilor Romero, seconded by Councilor Hawks, that the agenda be approved. As presented, all those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Are there any petitions to table this evening? Public question comment session. Have anyone from the gallery that wishes to make a comment or question? I remind you to please state your name and your civic address.
Good evening, Mayor, councilors. I was reading in your...
David, I know who you are, we know who you are, but just for the record.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
David, 160 Church Street.
Thank you very much.
Okay. In the municipal matters in this paper here...
Yes.
I think there's an error into that.
In what?
The council meeting schedules.
Yes.
It says here every Tuesday of each month. But in July and August, you don't have any?
That's only by special motion and it's decided each year.
Okay. Other question, how do they make a note what the Court Street is? I know it's coming along, but is it all the budget?
I do not believe so. Director Adams shaking his head no.
Okay. Well, they must have a big budget. Thank you.
Yes, they know what it costs to do that work. Approval of the regular council minutes, November 9th, 2021. Moved by Councilor Gidney, seconded by Councilor Charlton. All those in favor? Passed. There are seven recommendations in our packet. The first one is the selection of the remaining position on the Diversity and Action Inclusion Team. If someone would so make that motion. Councilor Romero.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality appoint Matthew Adams to the Diversity and Inclusion Action Team.
And that's seconded by Councilor Charlton. This therefore completes 10 of the community representatives, and as council is aware, that action team is made up of a variety of people, a variety of genders, and a variety of ages, and they are all non-council people on that committee. Any other comments? If not, I'll call for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Call Director Grant. There is a motion in the package. If someone would so make that motion. Councilor Gidney.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve a purchase of a 2022 4x4 three-quarter ton pickup from Mosier Motors at a price of $58,620.70 plus HST to be funded from the equipment reserve.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks.
Over the last year or so, what we've been noticing is that the delay in manufacturer supply of equipment is getting longer and longer. And as noticed by, a quote that came in probably about 6 weeks ago, or a request for purchase, two of the suppliers, the big name suppliers, couldn't even offer pricing. So at that time, and knowing that we had a truck that was going to be out of service come next spring, we decided to go ahead a little bit early and seek out this year piece of equipment so that we're in a better position in the spring to continue all of our commitments and obligations.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? No? Deputy Mayor Muse.
So we're taking a 2006 out of the life truck. So the 2006 we're taking out, is that a four-wheel drive?
It is, yeah.
Three-quarter ton?
Yeah. The truck we're replacing with is it's the exact same truck, just a newer model of the year. The one that we're getting rid of is a 2006 with 290,000 kilometers onto it. The frame's broken, the body is significantly deteriorated. It needs a multitude of repairs done to keep it in service, and it's just not safe or feasible to keep operating like it is.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? At our last meeting, we discussed the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities caucus structure. And as you all know, when the structure changed from geographic grouping of municipalities to either towns, rurals, or regionals, the council at the time decided that they would prefer to be in a rural caucus rather than the regional caucus, because the regional caucuses at the time were only HRM and CBRM. So since that point in time, we've had Windsor West Hants form an amalgamated regional government, and they have stated that they are going to be part of the regional caucus. And the town of Antigonish and the municipality of Antigonish are now entering discussions about amalgamation. And if anyone was listening to the news today, then they would have heard that the town of Yarmouth is initiating talks with municipalities in the county to work forward and talk about regionalization and a regional government. So for that reason, staff believe it is more purposeful for us to be part of a regional caucus, since we are a government that has a former town, and we also have a former municipality of the County of Queens. So now that smaller regional governments are joining that, it is believed that it is to our benefit that we become part of them, because we have more in common than just a rural municipality, which does not have a town. So are there any comments or questions? I forgot to ask for the motion. So we need a motion that we can vote on. Councillor Charlton.
I move that Council of Region of Queens Municipalities submit a formal request to Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities requesting that Region of Queens municipality status within the organization be transferred from the rural caucus to the regional caucus.
And that is seconded by Councillor Gidney. So you heard the spiel. Are there any questions or comments? Councillor Charlton.
I think this makes sense. We need to do what benefits our municipality. So it's a no-brainer, I think.
Great. And call for the question. All those in favor? Contrary. Item 6.4 is a job description for a planner, and there is a recommendation. Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the planner job description.
And that is seconded by Councillor Fancy. As you recall, we reviewed this last meeting in discussion. And if you look through your second quarter review, you'll note that the building permits are up 90%. And anyone who's been in the planning department realize the pressure they are under to try to keep up. So this is required. Are there any questions or comments? Councillor Gidney.
I really struggle with new positions that are new. However, under these circumstances, this is definitely a need. And this will be a welcoming position for us at this point in time. Is, like, with everything going on the way it is, I think it's a good, very good move.
And I agree, and I noticed Halifax Region Municipality are looking for 3 planners. I believe Lunenburg is looking for planners. Mm-hmm. So we are going to really sell our natural features and why people should choose to live in the region of Queens when we're seeking this position. Councillor Charlton?
I would agree with that. And as a councillor, I've received quite a few complaints about the wait times for building permits and things like that. And our planning staff do the best that they can, but they need help. So this, again, it needs to happen.
Again, I agree. They all hear the complaints, and, but they are doing best. Any other comments or questions? No, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? 6.5, Director of Corporate Services, Ms. Vino. This is a new policy, Policy 29, Valuation Allowances. And it is explained in our package, but I know Ms. Vino has an excellent way of making us understand valuation allowances and the importance of it for our record keeping. Oh, the motion. Councillor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve Policy 92 respecting valuation allowances.
And that's seconded by Councillor Romero.
Okay, so we're just going to go back for a minute to last year end, and I know I talked to you all about, you know, the importance of having an accurate valuation allowance. I'm just going to just remind everybody of what we looked at the end of last year. Our valuation allowance, which is basically us telling the readers of the financial statements, these are the amount of taxes that we don't consider collectible any longer. The balance in the account was $260,000 and change. And that was after we had $85,500 removed from the tax valuation allowance and put in the other valuation allowance because of the misallocation of the solid waste. And we subsequently have removed those from both sides, so that will be a lot cleaner. We also have, I consider it to be a large valuation allowance because $104,000 of those are accounts that have issues that we can't take to tax sale, and our manager of finance is slowly working her way through those, whether it be there's no clear title, there's estate issues, and also our tax clerk is working through some of those too. So don't think that, you know, of the 260, that's not really 260, because there's about $100,000 of that we have to work our way through. The valuation allowance I consider to be rather large because we had a period of time where we did not have any tax sales. Okay, so I think that was about 7 years where we didn't have any tax sales. Will not be repeated. So now we have a process in place that we keep on top of all of these things. And so what the valuation allowance is designed to do is, one, take the subjectivity out of who goes, what accounts go into the valuation allowance and what accounts don't, because before we couldn't really see any logic in who was in that pot and who was not. And also, it ties directly into our new collection process that we've been reviewing with Councillor Tartan, Carlton can tell us, with the Audit and Internal Control Committee, because we don't want to have discrepancies. So if you read through this valuation allowance for tax, you will see that in terms of time, once the account goes into the valuation allowance, there's only 3 months, and then it goes to tax sale. Then it can go to tax sale. So there's no lag anymore. So that valuation allowance for tax ties directly into our collections and then goes to tax sale. So that's a good thing, because it will be all over it. It's also more accurate for us now that we know what's going in. When the budget process starts in January, the manager of finance and I will look at all the receivables and the timing, and I mentioned that briefly in the policy, because the valuation allowance can be estimated based on some history, which we know at this point, we don't really want to rely on it a lot, but as we we get more efficient at our collections and wind up some of these old accounts, it will be a lot easier to estimate at budget time. So that's another reason. I know it's quite a hefty document. CAO McNeil helped me a lot, and also our manager of finance and the audit and internal control committee. We talked about it at length because I wanted to make sure that it was as simple as we could make it, but not. It still had to be clear why we do what we do and how we do it. And that's why we separated the methodology for other from the methodology for tax, because the methodology for other is now completely different. If you are not paying your invoices at the solid waste facility, you're cut off. End up. We don't let you go 3 years like we do for taxes. So that's why there had to be a separate policy. Does anyone have any questions about that?
Questions?
And any of you?
So how long can you go at the solid waste before? Is it a month of invoices or?
No, I think it is. Hang on, let me look here. Wish my manager of finance, he would tell me right off about that. I believe it's 90 days because it's the timing, because there's an invoice and a statement,
mm-hmm.
then a letter, and then you're cut off. But I can check that for you, Councilor Romero, and make sure that you have that information.
Okay, great.
Because it's in one of the policies that we just approved. So
mm-hmm.
again, everything's in writing now. And it protects all of you, and it also protects the staff, because then they know exactly what our policy and procedure is. And they can refer to that if they need to, if they're dealing with some residents.
Any other comments or questions? If I'm going to ask for the question, all those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Audit services, generally they're done on a 2 or 3 year, I believe 3 year. And audit services, this was the last year for Grant and Thornton. So there is a motion to be made, and then Director Vino will provide some background information. Someone wants to. Councilor Gidney?
I move that the Council of Regional Queens Municipality contract the municipality's audit services with Grant Thornton LLP for the next year, with an option to renew in each of the subsequent 2 years.
Seconded by Councilor Charles.
So we had an RFP that we circulated, and there was only one response, and it was reviewed by the Audit and Internal Control Committee. The price is slightly higher, but that's to be expected because the last price was done 3 years ago, and of course there's cost of living increases as they have in every industry. And one of the concerns that was brought up at the Audit and Internal Control Committee was that they would have preferred to have specific on-site testing done, because last year it was all done virtually. No auditor stepped foot here, which, you know, was fine. But there was some concerns that they missed something. If you see the people, and they might miss something. Anyway, so I did speak with Gloria, Ms. Banks, who was our lead senior auditor. And she said that they are planning to come here and stay on an audit for at least 2, maybe 3 days. It really depends on their workload. That's certainly fine with me. We didn't have any problems. It's either upload the file or walk down the hall and give it to them here. It's absolutely fine. Obviously, it will depend on the COVID situation, because last year it was still, quite a sore subject. Hopefully next year it won't be so bad. My staff are certainly very happy with their auditing ability. I find them to be very supportive, particularly of me in this situation, because last year, of course, as you all know, was my first year, so I was learning as I went. They're very supportive of me. So does anybody have any questions about the RFP and having Grant Thornton? I mean, Grant Thornton does the majority of the municipal units in this province. And we did not have any other proposals.
Call for the questions. There are no questions. Oh, Councilor Charlton.
Just as a councilor sitting on the Audit and Internal Control Committee, Gloria or Ms. Banks, I thought she was really great. She did a good job explaining things.
pleased to see that too.
I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor? Opposed? 6.7 is the financial review of quarter two. And there is a recommendation in the package, if we can put the motion on the floor for discussion. Councillor Hawks?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt the financial report for quarter two of the 2021 fiscal year.
And that's seconded by Councillor Gidden. And Ms. Vino will explain this. You'll find once again she has provided us with some overview and explanation.
So I guess my question to all of you is, did you want me to just go and walk through the financial statement itself and just talk about the highlights, or do we want to go for the, through the written report? It's completely up to you, because this report is for all of you.
Council?
Any preference? Okay. So we'll go to revenue first, my favorite thing. We have had no surprises except for, of course, the delightful the transfer tax. So we are now at 123% of what we budgeted, and we still have two quarters to go. What I've seen in, and you can see the number of sales, like I have all my little graphs. In quarter two, it was almost $280,000 versus last year, which was $144,000. So, you know, we're still seeing a lot. I can't imagine it's going to continue, mainly because the inventory is so low. But, you know, you never know these days. There were, there's three significant contributors to the D transfer tax in September that contribute 40% of the total. One commercial and two residential. So keep that in mind. Three properties, 40% of the D transfer tax. There were some big sales in September. Tax sale by tender was successful and resulted in the sale of 11 properties with the proceeds of almost $25,000 in recovered taxes. Building and planning permits are at almost 90% of budget for the year. And you know, you spoke a little earlier about the need for a new planner. I'm now on page two of the financials, if you try to follow along. Our planning office continues to experience increased volume, putting pressure on staffing resources. Under other transfers, that's section 8, page 3. And remember when we were talking about funds, and every fund is a bucket? Remember, if we spend money, we bring it in on the revenue side from the reserve, and then it gets spent out, right? So these transfers, that is us bringing money in from the reserve. So the special operating reserve, that $300,000, $250,000 of that was from the gas tax for broadband. And we brought in some money to cover the sludge removal. Now we budgeted, I believe it was $150,000 for that sludge removal. So that's pretty good. Wasn't a lot of sludge. And we also had a small withdrawal from the reserve of $9,125, which is just some carry forward safety equipment for Mill Village Fire Department. I know you're all very familiar with our fire departments. We have now reconciled all the reserves to the penny, so we know exactly how much we owe each from prior years for their safety equipment, and that is Mill Village drawing down on some of theirs. So that's a really good sign. Some items of note, page 5. Oh, actually, before we go to that, I want everyone to look at page 4, because I didn't highlight this, but I should talk to you about it a little bit. Page 4 under Common Services, section 9. So it's about, I don't know, a little bit beyond the half a page, and Director Grant can also speak a little bit to this. We had a malfunctioning meter on this building. So our power bill went from $1,600 a month. Last month's bill was $59,000. So they've replaced the meter, and we have stopped paying any bills, and we're waiting to see. We have a customer, we're a priority customer, so we have our own person at Nova Scotia Power who's looking into it and following up on it for us. So it will be resolved, but don't when you see that 115%, because probably we're going to be able, we're going to have to get some money back. We have lots of power bills, so we'll be just allocating the payments that were made to other accounts. But that is definitely was a concern. But I know they're on it now, so hopefully things by the end of next quarter will have flattened out, so we're good.
And you said a $59,000.
That is correct. 59,000. Yes.
Oh my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how a meter can be so ungodly wrong and not raise any eyebrows at Nova Scotia Power. Because Sally caught it, and Sally was, you know, like, what is this? Anyway, so, sorry, I should have put that in the report and I forgot. So now we're on to transportation services, section 5. And I'm glad Director Grant is here. Wages are running below budget. And Director Grant is aware. We've had a discussion about it. We've had one retirement since budget, and the position's not been filled. We also had to reallocate some staff members from works to capital in order to complete some projects due to lack of available temporary staff. We replaced a heat pump in the works garage, which was $14,500 as an unbudgeted expense. Roads and streets projects are still underway with paving costs still outstanding at the end of September, but I believe they've been paving since. So that's why it's only at 19% of the budget for the year. And the $33,000 Nova Scotia Power for the lights. Remember when I talked about this in quarter one and I said there'll be a test? This is the thing. So we posted that under street lighting. So it's an unbudgeted expense because we had to pay our share. So section 14, environmental services. The Liverpool Business Center leasehold improvement of $72,000 are included under tourism and economic development. So we have invoiced Bella Bovino for this, and they have paid the bill. So that will come out next quarter. You'll see that go down because they paid the bill. So great. And then we get to section 16, which is fiscal services, and that's us paying the $250,000 out for broadband, part of that 486,311. The rest of the 486 are budgeted expenses that we transfer money every month for things like the landfill. The other one. Landfill equipment, second generation landfill, that's a fund to build the second generation. We have sidewalk renewal, and then we have the general equipment transfer, which is $14,000 a month, and the sewer transfer. So that's all what all makes up that 486. So all that is budgeted. We don't budget gas tax. This has been a policy apparently that we just don't budget gas tax, which is why it doesn't show. Does anyone have any questions about any of this? So far. So as I said in my summary, there was nothing really unexpected, and obviously except for the power bill from this building. And we do have our UARB hearing next Monday, so that will be very exciting for all of us.
Questions?
Nope.
Just one question to the member of the public's question about the capital costs and stuff. And so most of our capital projects will be done by the next quarter, so by the end of December. So I'll ask Ms. Vino just at the next report, she can just include the capital sheet as well.
Absolutely.
So the public will be able to see the capital projects and amount spent to date, and council will as well. You'll see exactly the capital projects for the year, what was spent and how much is spent in each of those projects.
Yeah, and I was looking at that at the end of this quarter, but as you say, they weren't done. There was still a lot of paving and stuff, the big ticket stuff. There was some outstanding, and then I'll be able to sit down with Director Grant, just make sure that we have captured all the costs. It used to be that we would record our capital assets at the end of the fiscal year, but now what we're going to do is as soon as the job is finished and Director Grant can tell me the job is finished, then we're going to book it so it's done.
We'll just add another sheet that shows the capital projects and what's been spent to date.
Absolutely. Now, when I do that report, how much detail do you want? Do you just want, you know, Court Street costs this, or do you want, I don't know what kind of detail we're looking for. Just that's okay. Okay. Super. And again, if you have any suggestions about data that you, I didn't really have a chance this quarter to poke database anymore to get any new kind of nifty data, but if there's any data that you'd really like to see in this, please let me know, because I can see if I can find it. You don't ask me, I don't know, because I'm new. So tell me, these are the things we'd be interested in seeing, and I will look my and try my best to figure out how to get that information for you.
That's wonderful. Thank you. No further questions, comments? If not, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Thank you for that excellent report. Reports. 7.1, the Council Implementation Report. Are there any questions on the Council Implementation Report? Simply a report showing what motions were made, whose responsibility it was, and what action has been taken. And again, we are still waiting for the October 22, 2019, which is on the last page. That action has still, we're waiting for the person on the other end to do their part of that. 7.2, Community Development Coordinator. Ms. Henley, as you know, these are in the section for discussion, and this centers on the naming of the universally designed play park.
So the fundraising committee for the universally designed play park came forward to us with a suggestion for the naming of the park, which is Edley Millie Dump. It is for the Queen Universally Designed Play Park. And it is a Mi'kmaq name, which translates approximately to "We are playing here." This recommendation came from the Play Park Committee, and it was a result of ongoing consultation with Charmaine Stevens, who's a counselor with the Acadia First Nations, and will engage with their elder community for the recommendation.
So as you all know, we will be the owners of the play park, but yet the Autism Society would like to recommend that this is the name that it be given. So we just thought it should be a discussion item for this evening. Councilor Gidney?
I think this is a very good idea. I really respect how this is playing out, and that we're playing here. I like that. I still can't pronounce that yet. I see you had your pronunciation there, but it didn't work for me. Could you say it again?
Edley Millie Dump.
Thank you. And I think this is a very step forward for everybody. This is one of the best things that has happened here in a long time, and I'm very pleased and impressed that this has been done.
I said everyone's going to say, we're going to the park. But just to see it in writing on the park is going to be, like you said, a wonderful acknowledgement of those who were here before us, and those who are still here as an integral part of our community.
With the sign, are they going to put the translation underneath?
We'll create the sign, so.
Yeah, but then translates to English, "We are playing here." So are they going to put that there too? I think that will
be us.
Yeah.
So if we want that, as I hear that we do, then yes, when that sign is designed, it can certainly have a pronunciation, phonic pronunciation, as well as the meaning of the meaning of it. Charlton?
I'm really pleased that this was consulted with Acadia First Nations, and I think this is a really great idea and a step in the right direction and towards a reconciliation.
So we'll need a motion. Councilor Gidney?
I move that this issue be referred to the next council meeting for recommendation.
Seconded by Councilor Romero. All those in favor? Passed.
swiftest council meeting that we have had to date. And I adjourn the meeting. Thank you all.